A mighty wind stretches out from heaven and comes down as power that shakes the earth. Here is the will of God Almighty, all-powerful with a strong authority and dominion. In our midst is a man who walks with God, a man with a mandate from heaven, sent to preserve, to prosper, and to align the lives of God's children towards rulership and enthronement. As a nation set on a hill that cannot be hidden, so is the limitless child of God. For we are privileged to hear God's voice in this generation by the spirit of prophecy that establishes and plants the agenda of God upon the earth. You are listening to Limitless Worship Fellowship with Prophet Ronnie Kapwama. For indeed, mountains melt before us like wax.
I wish we could get the spiritual essence of it. Redeemer, Creator. Thank you, Jesus. And His love is here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Tomorrow about this time,
I will surely be no
more. Hallelujah. Believe that? Some of you are doubting it. God is never late. He's never late. Whatever He does is in light of Him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may have your seat. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Tell your neighbor that you look wonderful. You look marvelous. And you are so blessed because you came. Hallelujah. Imagine the people were not here. Thank you, Jesus. That's what scripture says. You will be blessed because you came. Thank you, Jesus. Creator, Redeemer. Give me Genesis 1. Thank you, Jesus. Give me Genesis 1. Now that's the simplest to find. Eh? Mr. Alpha Po. In the beginning. You know, when we sing such songs, I want you to be in their attunement. Yeah? We're not just singing. Eh? I wish you could know that everything that is happening here, you capture word by word. And you will see the glory of God resting upon you. I'm telling you the truth. Nothing about you is fading. Nothing about you is fading. That one I can promise you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nothing about you is fading. You are not created as just a lump of flesh. That you know you are born. You know there are systems and mindsets and statements and sentiments that a lot of you have actually grasped it since day one. Eh? You hear men say, man is born free, but everywhere in chains. Now that's so stupid. Yeah? You are liberated by the blood of Jesus. He says by His blood, he has what? He has saved you. Salvation means that everything about you is really saved. Eh? Don't look into your weaknesses. Eh? Yeah? There was a time when Paul. So most of you want to read about it. He said, if possible, eh? May this thing be taken away from me. Eh? Yeah? As if he was, quoting Jesus. The Lord said, no, I won't take it out. Because people have to see the glory. Because again, there should be something that you have to conquer. That you have to overcome. You understand? Yeah? For His glory to rest upon you. He says He prepares a table before those guys who are laughing at you. Thank you, Jesus. Maybe some of you don't understand what that means. A table is feasting. Yeah? Not just, okay, meza, what? You understand? Yeah? They are laughing at you. Oh, you thought what? Let me tell you. Like he said, he's never late. I want you to remember that. Kumbuka that all the time. Yeah? Don't usisahau, eh? You see, eh? Thank you, Jesus. He says, in the beginning. Now most of you have been reading this thing. In the beginning, eh? God created heavens and the earth. Go down. Now the earth. Eh? Your marriage. Your business. Eh? Your travels. Eh? Your jobs. Eh? Your children. Beyond just mere soils. Eh? I wish you guys can quote me word per word, letter by letter. You see, what else? Huh? Your relationships. You see, eh? Eh? Soon we shall celebrate you. Eh? You guys, the what? We are talking about what? Bells of weddings. I saw that. Eh? You have a girlfriend. Eh? Okay. Where is she? She's away. Yeah? Where? London. Eh? Okay. Why are you going home? Yeah, but I saw a wedding kind of. Thank you, Jesus. Now some of you are putting your hands down. And some of you are putting them up like this. Now I'm seeing everyone in the spirit. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. Everything about you, which we call now the earth, he says, was formless. Another whatever you give it to us, you know where it says that, you know, it was dissolute. You see, eh? Your career formless, eh? Doesn't have any form. Eh? You see that, eh? And it's in those. I want you to know God very well. Eh? It's in those shapeless, formless, empty, dissolute states. Eh? That he has to show his strength, his mercy and love. I know him. He works like that. Your health. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we shall not treat this like a religious guy out there. Yeah? Like a Sadducee. Like a sadist. Eh? Even some pastors, eh? This is in the beginning. You know, you look at them and you're like, now you know what that really means. You see, these words are inspired of the Holy Ghost. Eh? The earth. Look around you. I want you to take a minute or two. And I'll pray for you in other tongues. Look around you, and you see anything that was fading and deteriorating, yeah, you will see the hand of God. Now I'm praying for you. Reka rembra masira rembra, reka rembra masira rembra masira rera, rambre masira rambre. Look around you. We are putting everything back in form. Thank you, Jesus. How things are supposed to be. Thank you, Jesus. I cast the light in the name of Jesus. Where there was darkness, where it was empty, where you are rejected. Thank you. Now you are getting accepted in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Reka rembra masira rembra. Rakosikere rambra masara marama. Rokosikate rambro musika. I dispatch the angelic that puts things back in order right now in the name of Jesus. Nothing about you is empty. Nothing about you is formless. Nothing about you is dissonant. Thank you, Jesus. You see, you testify about this in the name of Jesus. You cannot be denied visas under this grace. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now it is done. Hallelujah. Now it is done. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Nothing about you is failing. That's what this, you know, the Holy Ghost is telling us. Nothing about you is failing. I want you to capture the weight of the glory of the spiritual incense of how it's coming. Grab it. I want you to forget all that is around you and focus on how things are being shaped. How you want it to be. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That was formless and disordered. Imagine this. The raging ocean was covered. And you know, that covered everything was engulfed in total darkness. You see, you can actually see your life like that. All engulfed by, you know, engulfed in chains and darkness and all that. You understand? The Spirit of God was moving over the water. While that is happening, the Spirit of God is also orchestrating some things. Do you understand that? So it doesn't leave you like, oh yeah, darkness. Something is really moving and changing. Thank God for His Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Then somewhere He says, where it was dark, He said, let there be light. Hallelujah. You understand that? Where there was darkness, it said, let there be light. Where your health was deteriorating and not fading, He said, let there be health. Thank you, Jesus. Where your finances were not adding up, He said, let there be finances. You understand that? Let there be. Thank you, Jesus. The beggarly mentality. Turned over. There's an overhaul of things. Let there be. The meditation that is. Let there be. Now don't treat this. After today, don't treat these things as a religious guy. Let there be. You command it. Let there be. You see, and you see, you say that whatever you bind here on earth. Earth, remember, earth. I don't know whether you understand. Eh? Thomas, can I enter you? Eh? Eh? Oh, he's not a gambling Thomas. Let there be. Even where there are no paths, he makes a path in the wasteland. Not wastelands, but wasted lands. W-A. And not waste. Yeah? In the wastelands. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 43 is there. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I want you to call yourself open. Because the Holy Ghost is not done with you. He says He perfects, He shall perfect until that which is about you is perfected. He will not leave you. That's why He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Until the end, His love does not endure you, yeah? Or endure for you for just 2 weeks. Yeah? And then a kagai chucks you. Yeah? After, how has it gone? Yeah? privilege of the prophetic. You are here, you are serious. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now. Don't postpone it to tomorrow. This is now. Now he's making a way. It's happening now. where there was darkness, now we cast light. So you see, and your eyes are getting enlightened. So you will see and behold his glory. Thank you, Jesus. You know, some of you have to see his glory. Yeah? He says, Father, glorify the Son, so that the Son may glorify you. For you to glorify God, there should be glory. It's not the other way around. Lord, I glorify you, so glorify. No. He says, Father, glorify me now, so that I may actually glorify you. See, now it springs up. Now it springs up. See, now it springs up. He says, see, now it springs up. See, now it springs up. Thank you, Jesus. I wish you could see what is really happening. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 16. Psalm 16, verse 10. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 16, verse 10. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He says, Psalm 16, verse 10. Can we have really sharp hands? It says, because you will not abandon me to the realm of death, nor will you let your faithful one see decay. Imagine this. Give me another version. Thank you, Jesus. Where it says, your Holy One. For thou will not leave my soul in hell. You are not ascending into hell. That which was meant to swallow you up, I'm telling you, is being swallowed up now. Next week you shall come up with glorious testimonies. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful, powerful testimonies. Thank you, Jesus. I see glory. Thank you, Jesus. For thou wert. Deadlines of being sacked. I'm telling you. Every time we come here, I want you to increase the understanding of your life according to God, not according to Socrates. Who else? Not according to Bill Gates. You know those guys are fading on, and their properties and wealth are there for the taking. I'm telling you the truth. You people who are in the UN, actually, that's a way. That's a clear way. A clear, now that I'm in here, it's easy now. You did, a lot of you fear. Stop fearing death. Okay, stop fearing fear. And don't embrace it. Just say, hey, for me, hey. I'm done. You're not done. You're not yet finished. Because the Lord is not yet finished with you. There is always a glory that falls afresh. Thank you, Jesus. Thou shalt not let his Holy One see decay. Hallelujah. Nothing about you is decaying. Hallelujah. Can you imagine? Your body cannot be corrupted because you have the incorruptible seed. That's why we have songs like Incorruptible. Now, some of you actually have never listened to such songs. You want what? Oh, she turned in a poo-poo. You think actually that by saying those words, whatever, by singing such songs, eh, you are insulting the devil and the devil will run away. No. The devil can be sucked off in the spirit. Stand in a poo-poo. Okay, continue. Stop kneeling to the mountains on sharp stones and no. You cannot, again we say, you are not moving God like that. You delight yourself in the Lord, then He moves. Can you imagine it's that simple? Today was, as I was praying for you, in the command of morning, you know some of you are... Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. That's what he says. Why do you wake up and let the dictates of your boss take control? And let the dictates of health and whatever take control, take charge of you. And let the waves of this life to take charge of you. Why? Yet you have the power in your tongue. Talks about it. Whatever you bind here shall be bound in it. Can you imagine that? So I saw. Let me just read next word. Oh, next Friday we do that. Saturday we have a what? A worship experience. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You sing that song. You squeeze the best juice out of it. And you see life changing. You see, the church has really settled for just, you know, programs. Yeah? In August there, we shall talk about faith. Okay. And then when August comes, people are faithless. Even after that August, eh? But for me, I want to come as fresh. A story is told by my father, Prophet Elvis. How many of you know him? Okay, how many of you hate him? How many of you say, for you, Prophet Rudy, we love you, but that, Jesus said, if you are hate me, you hate me, my father. Given an opportunity, he says, an opportunity to teach, to preach. That's over 30 years ago. In a certain church. So this man would come and play another dance. Would even prophesy. So that's actually a church where he was those days. So this pastor said, there is come. This Sunday you are the one. I'll give you an opportunity. Imagine that. The time has come when we give them opportunities. Some of you have not got it in the realm of jobs and all that. I'm telling you the truth. Job creators. You know God creates. It did not stop. Let us first go back a little bit. I tell you that story. It did not stop with just creating and the earth and soils and water and trees. He's still in the business of creating everything. Where it is not, he puts it there. He's still in that business. Please don't treat those things in the past tense. Whether past participle or whatever. The Lord who created the earth. You see, you find religious guys praying like that. Lord, you created the earth and water. You see, yet they, in their lives, you look at it. Yeah? You look at their lives and, man, Lord, God has to create something. Yeah. I'm going slowly, the best I can, so that you can understand. Where it was not, and you want it there. right away, right now. Plant it there in the name of Jesus. Plant it there. By your spirit, don't doubt it. I'm seeing, especially here, you are doubting. Don't doubt it. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Let's take it to the child. Do you know he can actually put a million for him? He creates, the Lord creates. The Lord redeems, creator, redeemer. How boast in knowing him like that? I shall boast in, you remember that song? Creator, redeemer, I will boast in knowing. I'm telling you, I will only boast in knowing him like that. Where it is not, he puts it there. Where your name was not appearing, he puts it there. You know, they think you're what? Nepotism. Oh, are you a son of what? The grace of God. You know some of these guys, yeah? Let me tell you the story. I'll go back to Prophet Elvis. Yeah? Once upon a time, I see a certain lady rising in the judicial in 2018. Like I'm saying, once upon a time. You know, some of you don't know these things operate. Yeah? So, 2018, I told a certain lady, I see really what? Rising. So, actually, you know, those days we used to have what? Intercessor as prayer and all that. There and what? Westlands. Madonna House there. Eh? In the way, yeah, here. I'm saying there, around this place. She used to pray. So that thing opened up to me. It really opened up to me. You see, while we're actually in prayer, then I told that lady that while we're actually going to the stage, those days we only had a donkey. Of two legs, eh? But now we have a donkey of four legs. A good donkey, eh? Donkey. Also, we have it in Ushambo. I'm not talking about that one. Not that one which eats grass. I'm talking about the one that takes what? Fuel. Eh? You know, Jesus rode on a donkey, a brand new one, eh? A colt, they call it a colt. Brand new. So you go, you find no one had jumped on it. Okay. The Lord is creating cars for you. Thank you, Jesus. Creator, redeemer. I'm telling you the truth. You will see these things. Thank you, Jesus. Never too late. You think, eh? But I've just put in the car. You have this. You see that? So when I saw that lady, it was vague, you know, eh? Like we are saying that the Lord creates pathways. He's still in that business where everything is vague and fake. Yeah? Desolate and disorganized and formless. Then he creates something very, very, very powerful for the world actually to see. And actually, he does that through you. Eh? You understand? Eh? That you are his glory. Me, a sinful man with a sinful nature. Me, no. Aren't I putting myself in the place of God? You see, religious fellows have taught you those things. You've called yourself off and what? Ah! Relegated yourself. Eh? So I looked again, 2019. Man, that thing bothered me a lot. Eh? You see, eh? Then 2020, it opened up more. I'm like, man, what do I do with this? I could see this powerful lady. But again, she was contented, just like the prophet. Some of you have actually watched it. It's there on YouTube. You can ask him, he will show you. You understand? So, I'm telling you guys about creation, eh? creating. So, prayed against, prayed about it, until the final day of what? I said, okay, now let it be. The final day we actually on what? Where? In KICC. Yeah? Actually, we display these what? Prophecies and all that. Yeah? So, see, I didn't see that lady. It's something that really bothered me. I said, can I say it? I said, okay. What did I see in the first place? That the guy was dark and this lady, well, a bit what, but she can do something. Yeah? You understand? Yeah? Now I'm seeing some things again here. Remember the bill, eh? The homosexual bill? I'm seeing it right now. That thing will not prevail. Thank you, Jesus. That's why good leadership is so powerful. Eh? Voting is in the spirit. It's not democratic. I'm telling you the truth. Oh, what a... And I see some of you are overtaken up by those things. Eh? Come ask me. Eh? Eh? Okay. I don't want to break people's hearts. Eh? Because some of you are so much affiliated to tribes and what. Why don't you be heavenly? Eh? Because it will disturb you. Eh? You know, the guys are doing empty promises. We need remnant leaders in the name of Jesus. And until that is settled, yeah, you will see this. Let me not go into the detail of it. Now, break people's hearts here. So I said, okay, come what may. If you studied that, the prophecy very well. I said, I didn't see her rising up. I didn't see her taking up that role. But I'll pray and she takes it. Creating! Creation! Thank you, Jesus. After that, I do not expect, hey, can you imagine what? So, you know, you can plant someone somewhere. Right? I wanted to say where it's desolate. Then I remembered, that's the devil. Eh? Where it's desolate, eh? So, in the wilderness, you boom, eh? Even bosses. Eh? Okay, who's your boss? The God. That's how we are failing to grasp this thing. Thank you, Jesus. So we planted her there. That was such a, I'm telling you, so powerful. You go back, I was telling some people, you go back and study what really happened between that lady and what was really happening. I was telling some people, I know where they went and they thought they had actually got it. They don't know what hit them. Boom! Don't joke with a prophetic man. And not actually, oh, tomorrow it will rain. Okay, you can see what. Eh? We're not talking about that. That next year. Eh? Hey, next year. Then you know what they're about to say. Eh? Why don't you come to a prophet who will tell you? Who will not tell you that your miracle is around the corner? We shall tell you where it is. Eh? The corner. Some of you have come to know that. Your corner. So that next year, your miracle corner. This year is your year. January there, what? April there, what? Who is this? This guy told me what? Yeah? Because you see, they are saying things generally. They are saying things generally. There was a day when, you know, Prophet Elvis said that this is the year of overcomers. So he wanted us to engage something. And I came here and I told you. Then, you know, as time went on, we started now breaking it down. There you needed to engage some spiritual affliction to some guys. When the righteous prosper, I'm seeing some guy collapsing. The city rejoices. When the wicked perish, there are shouts of joy. When the righteous prosper, the city rejoices. I'm seeing the guy. When the wicked perish, there are shouts of joy. Shouts of when are we good? When the righteous. I wish some of you could see some. You stop lining up behind them. Okay. Wrap up and go. Thank you, Jesus. You know it's scripture, eh? Okay, some of your guys, will put them somewhere so that you can have those jobs and what, you know. Some of your letters were actually thrown into the what? But the Lord remembers you. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, the Lord has remembered you. has. Now. It's a now thing. Thank you, Jesus. You enter places that, who come actually here? Creation. Talk about creating. And you are there. And you are earning. What? Now we are removing you in desolate houses. Thank you, Jesus. Desolate houses, no more. Actually, formless and shapeless. Where is the sitting room, bedroom, and desolate? Thank you, Jesus. Beds, you can't imagine it. You say, okay, why you come? What? Why visitor? Mugeni. Have a bed instead of a seat. We were there, so we know. So embarrassing. And to the heavens. I'm telling you the truth. Where he says that we will give you cities with large houses. Large houses. I love that scripture so much. Deuteronomy 6, 10 to 12. Rembra kasara remasara. Let it be, let there be. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Desolate houses. No more. Now we declare that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're talking about creating. Thank you, Jesus. Actually, they are building for you. You'll enter such places. How did I come here? By the Spirit of God. Remember, actually, he ends by saying that. But remember, when you eat, when you enter that house, remember where it came from. Don't be like those 10 lepers. Only one came back. And what? I used to go there to have fellowship, but I think I lost the guards. You lost the guards? That thing will be snatched away from you. Actually, that's where it ends. That's why he says that, don't forget. Because the life you feared the most, like your job, it can come back and engulf you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But again, this grace, this is how it works. Engage it. Engage it. you who wants a promotion, I've given this trick to so many people. Walk to where you want to be. See the chair, admire it. Yeah? Say, Say, no, you are coveting. He says coveting. Give me that scripture. You know, some of you are still stuck in the Ten Commandments. Do not covet your word. Ten commandments. How many times have you lied? Even to your boyfriends. You've lied to your wife, your husband, everyone. I remember when we were in school. And we didn't want to study. You would kill everyone at home. Now my mother, I'm there desolate. I'm in a desolate place. You remember how my mother, now my father. My mom, those guys are still there. Your auntie four, the fourth auntie, has also what? And she was the only one who was going to pay what school fees. But you know you get the fees. Have you ever eaten fees? True story, man. And I enjoyed it. Don't try that at home. You see, you eat your school fees. You are eating your future. I ate it and we are here. Please don't do that. I'm warning you. You see, after all the grace is there, they will kanyaga you. Thank you, Jesus. Back to Prophet Elvis. So there was a time when you would actually, you know, I'm giving you an opportunity to do what? To preach. I'll give you 7 minutes. Come and what? Meanwhile, the guy after, before that, the guy is sweating, taking water. What? Yahweh. So when they told him that tomorrow you are what? This is my chance. What? So he went very quickly and started what? Writing a sermon. So he wanted actually everything that he had studied to congest it all at once. So when he reached there, man, he short-circuited. he could not actually remember anything. He mixed up what? He went back to the kapepa. What? Nothing. Now from that day, actually that very moment, he snapped and folded that thing and put it back into his pocket. Yeah? It was a kapepa of scriptures, about 10 of them. He says that what? That whatever. He says that story. So those are not my words. So from that day, he said, now I am not coming with the eloquence of a religious man. I'm coming as the Spirit leads. That's actually why we are able to do what? To prophesy. Yeah? Thank you, Jesus. May you shine in July. Thank you, Jesus. May you shine. Actually outshine. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So from that day, he said, no more of these things. Someone's what? You do a program for another day. I wish you could see these guys. We went for a summit. Conference summit. We prayed. Wow, the Lord moved. In January, we're talking about what? February. Well. Talking about marriage. Okay. But you see the church continues to deteriorate and deteriorate and deteriorate. Yet actually, you know, you enter system. There was a day when the Lord told them to worship in those gatherings. Amos, I think Amos 3. Then he realized that these guys had actually come up with what? Religious sentiments and programs. And he said, I hate your gatherings. Look it for me. Amos, I think, somewhere. I hate your gatherings because actually they had termed it, they had come up with what? Religious gatherings. Religion. I hate, I despise your feast days, and I will not smell your what? Your solemn assemblies. Assemblies, those are gatherings. Eh? See, I hate them. Yet actually is the one that told them to gather like that. By the time came, I said, I hate. You can actually partner religiously. And then you go, but no, I've partnered. I give. So, but actually you are doing it the wrong way. Most of you do it in panic. It will not work. You know? He actually also talks about sacrifices. Hey, what? If you looked deep and you saw how things are shaping up, you will actually rest. Say, wow. Wow. Imagine. Tomorrow is partnership day. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Those are not programs. There is a pattern of heaven. There was a day, look it up for me. There was a day when the Lord told you, was it Moses? That go and teach them this pattern. So there was a pattern. Just like the Lord told Peter and those guys who were in a cage. You know there is another life. There is actually another life. Did you know? Before the Moses thing, go to Acts. I think it's Acts what? 5 something. We shall come back to this. Thank you, Jesus. I think it's Acts 5 from 17. There. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The book of Action. Then the high priest. swinging smoke. You go make that fire and cook chips for your children. I wish you. No. Okay. Then the high priest. And all associates. You know, some of you are still stuck in anointing oil. Yeah! You go back, nothing happens. Let me kill off, and some, even if I remain with 5 people. I was told you'll not be understood a lot. And there'll be a lot of talk and a talk of rebellion. You know, that was actually the life of Jesus. I have even left that fellowship. Okay. But we shall still thrive. We shall drive new donkeys. Thank you, Jesus. I see glory. I see the Lord. Greatly and highly lifted up. Thank you, Jesus. Off the cross. Off the cross. Off. He's no longer on the cross. You are not a Catholic. You are a child of God. You are not a Protestant. What are you protesting? Angels? You see that? Actually, I forgot to say about oil. You go use it and be for cooking, man. Okay, you mean what? You mean, you see, you are used to certain things, religious things. There was a day it worked. Jesus is that anointing. Jesus in the day of Jesus. I'm telling you the truth. The Christ to mean salvation. Saving pockets, saving health, saving peace, saving all, saving jobs. And I'm telling you the truth. For his glory. For the sake of his glory. I'm telling you. Go and get the anointing. Use it for cooking. I'm telling you the truth. Okay, if you feel so bad and what, bring it to me. I know what to use it for. Vovo, collect the offering of the anointing. At least for the month will be sorted. After Jericho's. Do you know where I got this? I went, what? You see? But you see, nothing is changing about you. Nothing is changing about you. You got that whatever? No, you go back to Acts. Eh? The book of Actions. Eh? The book of Action. Huh? Says, then the high priest. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Then the high priest and all his associates. Yeah? Guys that had come around, says, you know, who were members of the, imagine it, political parties also. Members of the political, religious party. Oops, sadists, I mean what? Sadducees. And I'm not joking. Sadists. We are filled with jealousy. A religious mentality will always be jealous. And I know many, 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 many pastors like this. I know them by the Spirit. So, you know that I don't want to hurt your feelings. So how can you what? How what? Some of those places are not really bad. Again, we say. But you see, the Spirit of God wants to shift you into a certain space and place. What we call the estate. Yeah? His estate. But you see, you are still putting on pants that you used to put on in what? In 2012. You are suffocating the body. Actually, it looks like that. The thing, you've actually outgrown the thing. But so my pastor paid school fees. Yeah, I honor them like that. But you see, where the Spirit wants to take you, it is not religious at all. He wants you to experience him. He really wants you to experience him. God is not in theories. Thesis. Religious thesis. I don't know what. They tell you to read about a certain Greek guy. What? Okay, what did you learn? Give 5 points of what you learned. You can't forget. Then why don't you connect into the spiritual side and be blessed? Thank you, Jesus. Go down. They arrested these guys. They arrested the apostles. These were not Muslims who arrested these apostles. There is a certain way. Why they arrested them? Because there was a certain way they were seeing things. Like saying, you bring that anointing oil, I use it for cooking popcorn, and then I'm arrested. And then you put on a sad face. Because they were Sadducees. They arrested the apostles and put them in. They became a public spectacle. You see it? their mentality is to put to shame. Most of the times, if you have a jealousy heart, please, I want us not to develop those things. Treat each other in love. Love, may love prevail, you people. At least you've seen that in me. Thank you, Jesus. Among us, there should not be any hate speech. No. If it happened, it happened. Move on, man. The Spirit of God wants to take you into His real estate. His real estate. Yeah? And then you are still clinging to. You see that girl? If it wasn't for my mother, I would be fat horses. It's because you are not seeing the way the Spirit of God is seeing them. That's why you're still stuck into hate and what? Every time you think about those people, you hurt. Like I said, when we began this year, actually last year, fellowship, when we resumed, there is a place for reconciliation. We shall actually see it in the end. There is a place for reconciliation. Put away your pride. It's nonsensical. It doesn't mean anything to God. Put it away. At some point, you actually have to act foolish. You are delaying things. There are things that are going stale because you are still clinging to hate and what and jealousy. And you are disturbing yourself a lot. Please don't. Whether mothers, what I'm telling you, actually, to some of you, it will actually take you. It will take you to actually go. To a few of you, to most of you, it will take you to go. To a few of you, they will come. Sorry. Now, I'm not a motivational speaker because I'm seeing what's really happening. I'm not telling you those things as a word. Yeah. No. It is as simple as that. Kick your pride. When I got this prophetic, I was in Brazil. Things started erupting and opening up and up, and I didn't know what it was. Seeing things. Yeah? A boy shall come, you girl lady in blue. A boy shall come. Okay, not a boyfriend, a boy out of your belly. So when it opened up, I didn't know how to operate in it. Remember, we had traveled with a few, what? Not remnants. Adults. That was in Watoto Church. So I went and told this guy, man, I'm seeing this and this and what. Say, hey, okay, you come, I take you. We went to a road and told him, there is a red car coming, and it has a grayish kind of lady, elderly, quite elderly, within a twinkling. Shoo! Plus, the guy just got me, went back to the church where we are going to have the concert. Say, do you know you're a prophet? Say, yeah. So how now prophets behave? You see such a question, eh? It's very, very humbling. You see, eh? So he started taking me through with those long, long, whatever drives. He taught me this, taught me that. I had to kick my pride. Then I was 2015, about 27 years then. I'm not that old. And this guy was 24 years. So you think you've actually gone to theology, so you know the Lord. Okay, be my guest. You think you've attended conferences, and you see you've attended conferences after conferences, but nothing is actually changing. Then you don't know the Lord. Actually, when you know Him, He gets to know you. Can I back that up? Remember Peter? You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, now also for you, you are Peter. When you know the Lord, He gets to know you. It's not the other way around. Lord, you know me. Hear my cry. Hey, your servant. At least kill him. But no, I don't want to die. You see it? You see it? I had to humble myself. And I let a 24-year-old guy teach me. Then before we left, long story short, before we left Brazil, it was in Brazil. Yeah? He told me, now when we get back home, there's a man I want to introduce you to. He's whatever fellowships are happening every Tuesday. Yeah? They say, yeah, okay. We went. The first day I didn't understand anything. But I remember the statement. He said, some of you, yeah? Let me just paraphrase it. He said that some of you have called yourselves off, but the Spirit of God says no to that. You see? And then he said, even the self-made mistakes. I said, what? Okay, let me leave it to that. Even the self-made mistakes. What do you guys call mistakes? Okay, it's a mistake. Okay, let me be no child, even if you intended it. Grace. For as long as you come back to that light, he will show you the way. You understand that? Eh? We do not know these things by, as per our age. You know, some fellows think that after serving the Lord for a very long time and with gray hairs, then you start prophesying. Yeah, wisdom, what? No, it doesn't happen like that. To prophesy is an anointing. You see, even if you don't have it, he will come upon you. That anointing. That's why he says that. Seek these what? Spiritual gifts, especially. So, prophecy, the gift of prophecy. Why? Because he wants you to see. Because when you live in darkly places and moments and all that, you'll actually wander around about jobs, wander around about relationships, wander around about all these things, and you will never come to a settlement. You understand that? Especially that you may prophesy, especially that you may see the future, what the future entails. You see that? You go back to the book of Action. It says, they arrested the apostles, but during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the doors of bad health, of not moving business. We're trying to relate, to be relative enough so that you can capture it. And brought them out. Imagine that. And then he said, go down, say, go stand. Now you see what they intended them to be public, to put them in public shame and all that. Okay, let me what? That which you thought that they are going to spill, it will not leak out. I don't care whether it's a self-made, it will not leak out. Workplaces, what? Yeah, I'm telling you the truth. Because I've seen that. Now we are suffocating it in the name of Jesus. Thou shalt not let your body sin again. Thou shalt not put you to shame. The devil remember one thing. That when they put you to shame, they are really putting Jesus to shame. You is him. Now let me speak Jamaica. You is him. And him is you. And him you. You see? Go stand in the temple courts. He said, this is the Spirit of God. And tell the people all about this new, there is a new life. There is actually a new life. Thank you, Jesus. You know there is a new life, So there was a life they were living. Now he tells them, this new life is actually where things, everything is actually looked like, you know, closed, but actually, boom, all of a sudden, actually, go. But no, we thought we were, no. We thought we had gone to Muganga and all that. Please don't believe in witchcraft. I don't know how I can explain it or say it to you. It is there, yes, but you see, remember, there is what we call the power of God. The power of God. Do not exalt the devil and then you know to an extent of him becoming your conscience. The devil. Not the devil. No. You see, remove him out of your consciousness and out of your speeches. At this side of the cross, at this side of the cross, I repeat, the devil, the enemy, is no longer the topic. It is faith. It is love. At this side of the cross, faith reigns, not the enemy. You are liberated. You are redeemed by his blood. Do you know the blood of Jesus? Incorruptible blood. Because he never saw sin. That's what it means. You see, now I beseech you to walk in that incorruptibleness in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Your bodies will never see decay. Nothing about you decays, but actually appreciating and appreciating. Hallelujah. So we will continue. About this new life, there is a new life. A life when they think that you are jailed and what, desolate and what, but now, shoop, you come out. And you see, you will not come out in hiding. He said, go in the temple, public. Remember where they had thrown you? Now you come back in public and you become a precious, glorious public spectacle. What is actually really translated as heavenly spectacle. Hallelujah! After those words, do not look back. Suffocate all fear. Thank you, Jesus. Do not allow it. Suffocate it at all time, at any time. You do not play games with a life that costs you a thing. Don't play games around them. Most of you have actually been in that in the consciousness of what? What? Pity party after pity party after. Let me tell you, most of you are great employees, but only that you don't know. Because you are rejected 5 times in certain companies, you think actually it's like that. Go strike now again and you see. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is telling me right now, when shall we ever take on the estate of hotels? Some of you think that you have an idea there for food and whatever. He says, enlarge the tents of your dwelling. How? You have to first change your mentality. Kindly help me in this. Change the mentalities. Don't call yourself off already. Don't be a typical Kenyan. Oh, this is Nairobi. Okay. But I'll show you heaven. And how heaven operates. You see that? Yeah? You see? Let me end with this. A few minutes. There was a time when we sought the face of God. And we prayed, we went to mountains and all that. Heaven's gates, they are. You look into the sky, you don't see anything. There was that time. Now is the time for engaging. You people, stop the beggary mentality. Stop it. The Lord has bestowed a lot in you only that you don't know. Stop that pity party. Stop it. This year we're going to engage. We want you to come back and say, now, I used to fear in this area, but now I, whatever. Do you know we are going to be cooperative about these things? But also help a brother, help a sister. Get to know each other. Get to know each other. You understand? Eh? And some of you, the harvest is seated near you. And okay. The harvest in that regard. Okay, you know how we are slow to get these things. Harvest in terms of relationships and marriages. You push what? You are pushing away the what? The harvest. That's why he says the harvest is really great, and you behold it and say, what? Don't fear it. Strike and see it. Put in the manifesto. Put in the put in the sequel. And you see. Engage. These things are for engaging. When you have prayed in the Holy Ghost, then you go for what you want. Look around. Go even to that building where you want to be. You understand? Eh? Take a walk. It is spiritually accepted. Take a walk around it. Then you will see. Say, now this one. And don't just say, I now what? No, engage. What is the next step? If you want to be employed, if you whatever, don't kill people. Eh? You see, eh? And don't also character assassinate people. It's terrible when you do that. You do not rise by character assassinating. You understand that? Let love prevail among us. Don't character assassinate your brother or sister. Please stop those things. In fact, whoever is bringing you rumors and worries, no, I don't want to hear that. Please don't entertain. You know, ladies. Hey, I told. Hey, inakwambia. Nakumbuka. Entertaining negativity too much. And they told, yeah, she said you have a big nose. Okay, I consume oxygen much more than you. You see that? She said you are short. And you see, most of you are engulfed by things which are nonsense. That eats you up, especially our sisters here. Why do you entertain that? Let me go into the thing of health. Health. Because also, you know, it intertwines in everything. Cancer starts, takes away the first day, this capacity, You see, before you are not conscious of it. Now they are bringing you a rumor. This is how it starts. Then the word, then you get, I'm in first step, 3 hours, 5 hours. Before you know it, you are dead. We bury and we eat rice. Please don't. What do they eat? You understand? Don't entertain, especially deathly mentalities and all that. There is light. He says he will never let your body see decay. And remember, that actually came to Jesus. This was the prophet David, full of anointing. He saw that day. Actually, another whatever it says, Sheol. To mean hell. You see, Calvary, to mean Calvary, that place. Don't entertain such nonsense. You are his righteousness. He calls you holy. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. You say, you are chosen. Okay, right now they are choosing you for jobs. That's what it means. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He calls you royal. Stop the bad nosing that you are whatever. Royal. Whether with bad nose or tall or short or slim, royal. And you understand that? You have bad teeth. So what? And then you get coiled up there. God, God. Like a boyfriend tells you you have a bad mouth. What? You see? What? That guy locks the door. Okay. Suddenly you came to cook and what? And the guy locked you out of the door. Out of the house. Because inside man, it's burning and boiling. And what? Is what? Boiling and covered. I know what I'm talking about. Thank you, Jesus. Lastly, you know, you take me back to what? Give me Matthew last. Thank you, Jesus. Give me Matthew 24. I think, start from verse what? 14 there. Thank you, Jesus. Start from 12. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of the most will grow cold. Go down. But the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. Go down. And this gospel of the kingdom. This gospel of the kingdom. Do you know we are past souls? Souls are good. We are for dominion. Like I was telling you, we prayed, we sought the face of God. The Lord heard us. Okay, for God's sake, he sent you a prophet. Okay. I don't know whether you understand that. No, for me, I'll worship God, God, God only. God only. Don't follow man. But you are following your boyfriend, your fake boyfriend. You like it or not, men follow men. Following you, the fake girlfriend, into desolate places. I'm not talking about houses. I don't know, your boyfriend doesn't have it, but we have it. Okay. And the gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world. In the whole world. As a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. Go down. So when, go to the book of Acts, I think chapter 3 is it, where it says that, and heavens will not release him until all things are put together. I will show it to you as we end. Acts, you found it? I think chapter 3. 3:19. Okay. They've helped you, sir. Heaven. Heaven. Give me 19. Start from 19. Repent then. Now this repent has messed up a lot of people. Let me repent before I sleep, because this ceiling might fall on me and then I end up in hell. And then the following day you start from where you started. You stop that day. This repent means something else. I'm telling you, maybe let's first rectify this. Repent means a change of mind. Change of mind. Change of mind. I've given this example many times. Imagine, who is Jane here? Okay, no problem. You see, so imagine, let's say they've told you wrong things about Jane, or bad things. You see that car girl, so what? You see that car girl, Maggie, she's what? You are listening. Don't take in that crap. Experience that person for yourself. Some of you, it's just relationships. Do you know that girl was dumped by the other Kamau because what she doesn't what? Let me stop there. Kama. Then when you meet that person, it is different. This person is lavishing you with glorious gifts and all that. You see, you repent. Now you've understood what repentance really means. Actually, to put it very well, there was a day when Peter told them, repent. Because the religious guy had actually told people about a bad God. Who is actually there? That's actually why they put on robes full of what? 10 commandments. So they would write, thou shalt not lie, but actually you've just lied. So every time you look at his robe, written on what? I'm telling you, they used to do those things. And then you, man, God is going to punish me. God, he is going to what? You see, then they remained in that estate. They couldn't shift. But actually, he was telling them about this God who is really loving, who is actually really able and willing to lavish you about these things. So he said, repent of all those things that you knew about this person, that you knew about your life. It's a change of mind. Not, I have did it again. Not even done. You see it? We all know that you went back, even today you will go back, you know, we know that. I'll not say blessing. And actually some of you are calling certain sins which are not sins. Really. Topic for another day. As the Spirit shall lead us. Slowly by slowly you get there. Then you'll know a guy who will go to hell. A guy who will go to hell is the guy that has actually said, I renounce the things of God, don't tell me those things. Not a struggling child of God. Not a child of God with weaknesses. I'm telling you the truth. How I pray you get liberated right now. So you walk in righteousness, in these true paths of life. He says, repent then, turn to God. Can you imagine it? Stop you, those mentalities of they told you what? Turn to God. Turn away from what your boyfriend told you, your mother, whatever, how you'll never make it. Turn to God. What does actually God say? Then you change the mind. Because God lavishes. You see, so that your sins may be wiped out. That times of refreshing may come from the Lord. Go down. And that he may send the Messiah who has been appointed for you, even Jesus. Somewhere it says that when everything has been restored. Imagine I saw this thing. Kind of like and all that, and it was in this setting. Then I knew exactly what it meant. I will not tell you. Such a privilege of the prophetic, it's not a bad thing. You see, heaven will not release Jesus as we end. Heaven will not release Jesus until your pockets are full. Okay. Heaven will not release Jesus. What most of you call Jesus God. Hey, what? God take us. You see this political. You haven't yet seen it, but we're trying to what? To know about it. That's why that way. So, heaven will not release him to come. Until your body, I'm talking about health, is perfected. These things of God, the hospital bill is too much. Take him. Jesus is a wonder. He is a wonder. And he lives in you. He wants to make wonders in you. He will not come until some of you have got married. The ladies here, the girls are, hey, what? Amen. Masharia is there. Yes? Masharia, are you married? Yes? Masharia, open your eyes. What? Never know. Somewhere around here. So you see, you speak who you are, joking. Or you speak heavenly tongues. Even in thanking the Lord, Yama Rama Seda. You see, it's not bad to talk in another tongue. See, heaven will not release Jesus until your marriage is reconciled. Until you travel, some of you for work, some of you just to enjoy. You see, man, you see, oh, this is America. Bwana Thomas, someday you'll travel, you wait, you'll see. As I speak, you prepare your documents. You understand? Eh? Okay, you are not going there to pull trolleys and push trolleys. Eh? Eh, eh, come, eh. Good. Help, help this one. You're not going there to work as maids. That period ended. Eh? And you know how things are restored? By you being on top. That's why he says, you are not the tail, but you are the head. So we are not sending you out there to pull trolleys and push trolleys in supermarkets. You go to these restaurants. Eh? Hmm? Who has ever been to CJ's? Because of you. I'm not passing Ugali for 3 days. No. Why are you going to eat chicken there? Eh? The Lord delights in your pleasures. Eh? You can't imagine. Eh? He wants you to enjoy. Eh? Some of you, it's an abomination to eat a meal for 2 days. Mm-hmm. You know that school fees already. So we have come to that place. Eh? So if you can't eat a meal of 2K, how will the Lord entrust you with to sleep in a hotel of 30K night? Okay, for starters, 30K. Eh? Is me paying? Heaven will not release him until you have reconciled with those prices. Hallelujah! Your heart has to reconcile. I'm telling you. 30K? There you are negotiating. Recently, you know, someone sent me a picture, which I found so interesting. I will live to tell a story about that. And I saw a mockery of the church. They were mocking the church. Yeah? Let me also trigger you somehow. Come for the what? For the launch. Album launch. 5K. You said what? 500 bob or 5? I'll get back to you. We called you. You didn't respond because you think 5K is much. You see, you guys, heaven, like we are saying, like the Spirit of God is saying, heaven will not release him until those things are restored. There is a restoration in your heart that has to happen. reconcile back to the goodness of the Lord. The Lord is not hating on you. You see, those lofty dreams that you have in your heart, the wonderful pictures that you have actually already painted, heaven will not come until those things are perfected. Until you reach there. Hallelujah. Super Bowl. You saw it? Super Bowl. Halftime. The ordinary ticket was going for 6,000 something, something, something. 600 what? Dollars. $6,000 plus. Ordinary ticket. We are here negotiating with the child of God with 1K ordinary. They refuse. You see that mentality? When will you ever invest in the thing of God? Into the kingdom of God? You are thinking, you are calculating Ugali? Jesus. You guys, I'm triggering you. I'm waking you up. Ordinary ticket, $6,000. Ordinary. And you see, there were no adverts made for that. And the entire field or stadium was full, packed. With Snoop Doggy Doggy doing his thing. It's there, you'll see it. You think we are kidding? You are here negotiating to partner with the grace. With 2K? Yeah, he looks young, so let me what? 2K. Deserve 2K. You know it. You know, we have been in such a place for a very long time. I don't care about time because you see, we've been there for a long time. And we are not shifting. Why don't you get the mentality of leading? The mentality of being the head. That's how things happen. Actually, until all these kingdoms, entertainment, fashion and design, business, real estate, what else? NHIF. You know, we celebrated because you are employed there in NHIF. But you see, it doesn't stop there. The essence is for you to be on top. Okay, for starters, CEO. For starters. You understand that? And we're not saying these things just for just. So stop the mentality of going outside for being maids and what, pulling trolleys and what. I'm telling you the truth. Heaven, actually, that's what it means. Until these things are reconciled, how do they get to be reconciled? When the children of God are on top. Dominion. The domineering mindset. You know? Some of you go to CJS and say, where am I? Let me go to Mama Ingia Poly restaurant. What? You see? And so, human, when are you starting our restaurant? And you see, he's laughing. And I'm not joking. You see that? You see, 6,000 ordinary. There was a mockery of the church there. Until I asked a certain person, be honest with yourself. With the launch that we did, how much would an ordinary ticket go for? He was honest. He said, man, I think that thing, we underrated it a lot. Said, I think next time let's put it to whatever 10K, ordinary. We are meaning business here. You understand? Please, I'm begging you on this. Please stop those wrong mentalities about yourself. Because God and the heavens are not looking at you like that. Remember the seraphim? Go and see what is really happening on the earth. In the earth, they came back. They say, "You see, to mean holy, holy, holy. Ah! Allah, the whole earth, even that, yes, even that one, even that, yes, even that one, even that one who is crying, crying, yes, they carry glory. What? They said the whole earth, the whole earth. Hmm? Even in Kirigiti. Huh? Kidunguri. Even there, there is glory. If you actually to shine a light there. Do you understand that? So you need to wake up. Don't call yourself off. At some point, it starts with being employed. So actually, most of you don't know what really being employed means. You are really surveying. You are looking into the land. Remember Canaan? Go and see what's really happening. Yeah, they pay well here. Hey, okay. Now go higher. You understand that? Eh? See, come back with fruits. Come back with a testimony about it. They came back with, yeah, they pay well. I've seen. I've been there 3 months and they are giving me what? 500. Okay, to start with. 6K. Guys paid. You see? That's where it has reached. A child of God. You couldn't even support. What is really going on? Ah, you went quiet and that's it. Can you imagine that? I am triggering you. I am not really quarreling, but waking you up. You need to understand this life. He's calling it a new life. Man, I saw a mockery. I watched it all, you know. How it started, what? But you see, surprisingly, they didn't do any adverts about it. Now, what was the VIP? You see it? You see that? Eh? Hallelujah! Okay, at some point, you look around. Let me show you, will find out how the Lord looks around. Do you know the Lord has cares? The Lord has concerns about people, about places, about whatever, about ministries and all that. You well know, you very well know how the Lord has actually told you to actually eat. You know, why don't, okay, let me call it investing. Look at that chair that you're seated on. Is it hurting your back? It's comfortable, right? It costs money. For starters, it does that. This year, we need to buy land for the hub. So that will stop these things. This time, we have an occasion. And what? I saw that thing. 2023, I was telling some people, but we need to end. 2023. That's why this year you have to really get into the mentality of ownership. Increase the mindset and the consciousness of ownership. I'm telling you, you people, stop the mindsets of being maids, pulling trolleys and all that. You understand that? I saw it 2023 into 2025, 27. I think the Lord would have come back. But... We're not joking. Let us see how things go. You see, because you don't have property, you don't have land, you don't have whatever, they'll actually give you freedom to worship. But for some reason, you don't have anywhere to worship from because you can't worship. You are free to worship, but actually you have nowhere to go because everything is owned by them. That year they are coming, you thought COVID, what? It was a teaser. Pew. Let us see how it works. Oh, so we can easily tell them to have online church and every donkey and what they all want. Prophet Elvis came online because he didn't want certain things to go in passing. Yeah? You see, eh? But he hated that. The Lord never told us to actually to appear on what? Eh? To do online services. No, this physical thing, it means a lot to God. When 3, two or three or thousands gather. And they agree. So this year we have a target to buy. We allocated a certain place there. Goes for about 35M. Hey? Hey? 30 what? You mean what? 35M. And you see, we are not really taking over Ushago places. For Ushago, it will be places for shambas. Eh? Acres and acres of shambas. And then we feed the entire street, the entire county, and then the entire nation, and then international. All regions, what we call now the East African region. That's how we should look at things. You see, that idea, remove it from the bedroom, take it to the sitting room, take it to the street, take it to, we have to go even to the Wall Street. Wall Street is not for the Bill Gates only. You see that? So all of a sudden they're telling you, go and worship, but actually you can't worship because they have the keys to open the doors. But you see here, we can't allow, we have been to places, ask him, here we don't allow fellowship. Here we don't allow what, because you want to shift from this place. Mm-hmm. We have to own. So when you are called upon, but also knowing on how to increase through partnership, it's so important that you get to know it. I teased a certain person. Beth, how much do you earn? No, I'm joking. You start saving 100% for that land that you want. And you see whether, you see how many years it will actually take you, have, you know, for 100% savings from your salary. And you see how many years it will actually take you to buy that land of, let's say, 50M. Meaning that it is different. Until I told that person that salary, to be honest with you, according to the spiritual realm, is to buy nyanya. And I'm telling you these things to see what really dominion is. You see that? But also some of you are in places, and a child of God, another child of God wants to come in and... You know, my boss, what? You want me to lose my job? You see, we are still in those things. Then you are making it so hard for the light, for the dominion also to happen. So hard. When you have something, invite. How do I pave a way for another remnant here? How do I? Don't shine alone. The church has to shine. The Lord is not coming back to take a deteriorating church and a devastated church. No. A church which is really shining. How? Which is on top. That we know in the treasury we have 5 people. Uh-huh. We have a say there. In NHIF we have actually 3 people. Uh-huh. So there. Uh-huh. At Nyayo we have 2 people. At what? That's what it really means. Come. Some of you. Don't have these documents, I doubt you'll get it. You see, we're still there. You see a job opening, and then you keep quiet on your fellow remnant. You see, you think passing behind the door is a sin. Okay, let me leave it there. Do you know where they are passing those cartels? Behind. Bring a remnant. Come, this is the path. When you reach there, ask this and what. This one don't answer like this. Imagine. You are still so conventional. You pray, the Lord will open a door. But the door is there. Pray harder. I went to heaven's gates and what? Pray harder. Imagine. This year is for dominion. At least let us have the mindset of ownership. You was planning to buy land. Go for it. The Lord shall make a way. Tomorrow we have a way of making those things happen. But also on how you can actually enter some things. Just like you know, calculatively, in all your calculations, mind-wise and all that, you, even if you saved that entire salary, you can't buy that. You'll actually save for 20 years. I teach that person. Again, we need it like yesterday. You understand? now, because of time, just get up. This glory increases upon you. This glory increases upon you. Your mindset is changing. Thank you, Jesus. The lofty dreams you have, they are being manifest in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
We are such a nation. Mighty privilege to hear the voice and know the heart of God through our father, Prophet Ronnie Kaboma. Purpose: to follow us on all our social media platforms at Prophet Ronnie Kaboma and at limitlessworship.ke. Join us this and every Friday at Limitless Worship Fellowship. Come, let us be in one accord as we experience a glory like no other.